Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
When Paul wrote his letter to the church in Philippi, he made it very clear in the opening paragraph the major reason why he was writing this letter.
I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
What was this partnership? Well, note how he ended this letter.
And you Philippians know that in the early days of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent gifts for my need several times. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the profit that is increasing to your account. But I have received everything in full, and I have an abundance. I'm fully supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you provided, a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God.
When Paul left the church in Philippi and continued his missionary travels, the Philippian believers sent financial gifts to help meet his physical need. And now, years later, when he was in prison in Rome, they sent gifts once again. You see, a primary reason Paul wrote this letter was to say thank you for their partnership and to let them know he prayed with joy for all of them. Paul also demonstrated a very significant principle to live by. Spiritual leaders should express sincere appreciation to those who partner with them in the ministry, not only in prayer, but in meeting spiritual needs.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.